Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, let's start with good news on the stage front. It seems a strike has been averted. Yep, Broadway actors were preparing a mass walkout that would have shut down 32 stage productions during peak theater season as part of an ongoing dispute they're having over labor conditions. Actors Equity, that's the union representing more than 900 Broadway performers and stage managers, was locked in negotiations over the new contract. Healthcare contributions seem to be at the heart of the dispute. Anyway, it seems that worry has passed and we can focus once again on fun stuff coming. All right, starting with Lea Michele, who's in rehearsals for a revival of Chess. And this is a touching story that I read this week. High on the list of unforgettable performances are those from the original Broadway cast of Angels in America. You might remember that classic play by Tony Kushner. Anyway, two of the performances were done by Kathleen Chalifant. She played Ethel Rosenberg, a rabbi, and many more. And Ellen McLaughlin. She was the ceiling crashing angel of the title and more. Anyway, the two co-stars formed a true bond during that 1993 premiere of Kushner's play. And now they are preparing to portray long-distance friends in an off-Broadway play called Pen Pals. This two-hander begins in 1955 when 14-year-old Bernadette O'Brien of Secaucus, New Jersey, starts corresponding with Margaret Mary Marsh of Sheffield, England. Their letters span a lifetime of ups and downs, and anyway, they're being brought to life by a rotating roster of stars with their scripts in hand. Now, Chalifant and McLaughlin are opening in this play on October 12th, as in this week, with plans to switch roles halfway through the run. Anyway, it sounds kind of amazing. Pen Pals is a name you might want to check up on that. And you know I often praise screen stars when they take to the stage. Well, Berkeley Repertory Theater, known as Berkeley Rep, has announced that Golden Globe and Emmy Award winner Jimmy Smits of NYPD Blue, West Wing, and so many others, and his real-life partner Wanda De Jesus will reunite on stage in Arthur Miller's All My Sons, running at the Berkeley Rep February 20th to March 29th. For those who need reminding, Arthur Miller's play is centered on a family whose hard-won success is shaken by a father's fateful decision through a lens of race, ethnicity, and class. Sounds as timely as ever. And this one I mentioned before, since I saw one of its earliest readings several years ago. Well, A Dog Day Afternoon by Pulitzer Prize winner Stephen Adlai Wyrges has announced the theater and dates for its upcoming Broadway production. Performances will begin on March 10th at the August Wilson Theater. The 16-week limited engagement is scheduled to run through June 28th. Leading the production in their Broadway debuts are Emmy Award-winning co-stars from The Bear, John Bernthal, who will play Sonny, and Yvonne Moss Bachrach, who will play Sal. This one, of course, is based on the Al Pacino Oscar-winning film. And a stage version, just before we get off the subject, a stage version of Bull Durham is now at the Paper Mill Playhouse, so you have time to get out and see that one. Now let's go to other off-Broadway news. One show that I thoroughly enjoyed and touted here was The Wash, W-A-S-H, by Kalunda Smith. Well, I'm pleased to see that the new Federal Theater will present a return of The Wash at the WP Theater. That's on Broadway at 76th Street, Upper West Side. It's going to play from November 20th to December 14th. The play is an intimate, often funny portrait of ordinary women who initiated and led the Atlanta Washerwomen Strike of 1881. It was the first successful interracial organized labor strike of the post-Civil War era. It's a beauty, I promise you. So let's go now from striking to skiing, where the always creative Soho Playhouse, that's way downtown, presents a return engagement of the comedy Gwyneth Goes Skiing. After completely selling out its former run, Gwyneth Goes Skiing returns October 8th, I think that's tomorrow, through November 16th for 32 performances in a limited 16-week engagement. Again, that's at the Soho Playhouse. And the hottest ticket in town seems to be for one called Mexodus, M-E-X-O-D-U-S, a musical already being compared in some quarters to Hamilton. Well, this one is at the tiny Audible Minetta Lane Theater. That's the one down in the West Village that garners very big stars. I recently saw Hugh Jackman there. This show takes you on the railroad path that ran south, revealing the untold journey of thousands who escaped slavery by crossing the Rio Grande into Mexico. Well, the Washington Post has already called this one thrilling. And Genius in Motion, the San Francisco Chronicle says. Anyway, this theatrical experience does follow a freedom seeker and an unlikely ally as they forge a remarkable bond that transcends borders. How's that for a promo? Anyway, remember, it's called Mexodus, and apparently you can look for some same-day ticket deals, so it might be worth checking out. And finally, West Village's iconic Cherry Lane Theater is back and presenting Weir, W-E-E-R, the debut at the renovated Cherry Lane, which is now owned by A24. That's the film studio behind Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and Moonlight, and others. An homage of sorts to romantic comedy, which playwright Natalie Palamides says is her favorite movie genre, Weir opens with a couple, Mark and Christina, fighting on New Year's Eve, 1999. Before long, the story flashes back 3 years to their meet-cute and the birth of their relationship, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it sounds good, and I say welcome back to the Cherry Lane. And there's a death of the week worth mentioning. Patricia Routledge has died at the age of 96. Now, while her profile became kind of synonymous with the snobby Hyacinth Bouquet she portrayed in the BBC sitcom Keeping Up Appearances, Routledge, like so many others, was mostly a successful stage star. On Broadway, she won a Tony for Best Actress in a Musical for her performance in Darling of the Day. That was in 1968. She famously played every First Lady, from Abigail Adams to Eleanor Roosevelt, in Leonard Bernstein and Alan J. Lerner's 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I don't know that one, and the show was apparently a flop. But Routledge received sterling notices thanks to her second act showstopper, Duet for One, the First Lady of the Land. She received a standing ovation for the number mid-show on opening night and obviously experienced many more standing ovations. Patricia Routledge also won an Olivier for her turn in Bernstein's Candide. She played Nettie Fowler in the National Theater's production of Carousel and Ruth in the famous Delacorte Theater production of The Pirates of Penzance opposite Kevin Kline. I think I saw that one. Anyway, that is a career worth mentioning and celebrating, I would say. I'll be catching a few out here in Los Angeles this week, and I hope you'll find something to see in your hood as well. I'll see you next time.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.